It was the weight of evidence that convinced her otherwise. And it was the same for the others. They were persuaded by what they saw and touched. But maybe the whole account has been fabricated by somebody who wanted it to be true. But that doesn't hang together. Leaving aside the fact that these disciples would die for what this truth that they knew, there's also the fatal flaw of female witnesses. No one fabricating an account would have a woman as the chief witness, because in those days, a woman's testimony was not counted in a court of law. Sorry, ladies, that's how it was. The fact that this account would have been rejected as unreliable means that it is reliable. Now, of course, what we're talking about is totally outrageous, unique in all of history. We don't expect a repeat. We instinctively say it's impossible. I buried someone in our churchyard on Thursday. I've not been back to see if he's still there. I know he is. But just because we've not witnessed something doesn't mean for that reason alone we can rule it out. Extraordinary things do happen. They just don't happen very often, which is what makes them extraordinary. It seems scientifically impossible. So is the weight of evidence sufficient to overcome our understandable skepticism? Well, it seems to me that it is. And over the years, some very unlikely people have been persuaded. A few years ago, an Orthodox Jew, Pontius Lapide, sat down to examine the evidence for himself. And in the end, he had to admit that he believed in the fact of Jesus' resurrection. And if the person who does the rising from the dead is no ordinary human being, if he is God made flesh, then maybe it's not so surprising after all. Jesus is risen. He is alive today. And that is the best news that I can ever tell you. Corona's making us think about death. And that can be scary. For all our advancements and discoveries, we have nothing that deals with death. We are powerless in the face of it. Every day, Corona reminds us, however fulfilled and satisfying our lives might be, one day it will end. And we're powerless to do anything about it. But Jesus is risen. He has defeated death, and that changes everything. One year, Dee Dee and I went on a holiday to El Hierro in the Canaries. I wouldn't recommend it. We were in the shadow of a mountain for the whole week. But it was the point from which Columbus set sail. And he did what no one else had done. He sailed over the horizon and opened up the way to the new world. And he came back again to tell everybody. Well, that's what Jesus has done with death. How do we know what lies behind, beyond? Is it just a mere speculation? No. Jesus has sailed through death. He's defeated its power. More than that, he came back to tell us. His death opens up the way to a new world. One of the writers of the New Testament put it like this. Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who've fallen asleep. Here is brilliant news. Jesus' resurrection was not just a one-off. He's the first of many. The first fruits, says the Apostle Paul. Here's a picture of our raspberry canes. During lockdown, our vegetable plot has been receiving some attention. but they're still pretty spindly. But when that first raspberry appears, Dee Dee gets very excited. She knows that the rest of the crop is on its way. All are in Christ. All who have put their life in his hands, all who've welcomed him as their king, will be made alive. Jesus' resurrection is the demonstration and the guarantee of what is to come for all who trust in him. So in this time of Corona, here's the question to consider. Who are you trusting with your death? For some who are listening to this, you're able to say, God has turned you around, stopped having to try and prove yourself, and you've received the gift that Jesus has died for. Your life has changed. You now love Jesus and love the people who belong to him. But there will be others. Maybe for some, you need more evidence. You need to look at the evidence. If that's you, then please do. But for others who know deep down that Jesus is risen, he is alive today. If that's you, then don't wait any longer. Don't live with the uncertainty of not knowing what's going to happen when you die. Don't live in fear of death or in danger of hell. Today would be a great day to say sorry to God, to put your life in the hands of King Jesus, and to rely upon him for your death. You see, every Christian has a hope, a future that is secure and certain. It doesn't depend on me. It depends on Jesus. Through his death, we have peace with God now. And through his resurrection, we have a hope for the future. Not based on wishful thinking, but based on the fact of his resurrection. That's why down the years, so many Christians have been able to face death with rock-solid confidence. Some working in the NHS today, on the front line, who have a peace about them, because they know Jesus has conquered death. Someone once said it's a bit like watching the slow motion footage of a dam bursting. First of all, there's a slight bulge in the dam wall, but then a crack appears and a small spurt of water. The spurt becomes a jet, and before long the whole section of the dam wall gives way and the entire reservoir empties through it. At the start it was just one small spurt, but in a way that small spurt guaranteed the rest. Where it went, the rest was sure to follow. But the same is true of Jesus and those who are joined to him, to his people. Where he goes, we will follow. In his resurrection, that first Easter Sunday, he's the first of many. And that is brilliant news. Every Christian has a hope that lasts beyond the grave. Death is not the end, but a new beginning. It spoke of those who have fallen asleep. Nothing more than that. For the Christian, it is rightly called a cemetery, a sleeping place. Grey hairs are not a threat, but a promise. Age and decay are not the beginning of the end, but the end of the beginning. The best is yet to come, and it will be so much better. Death is a stepping stone to resurrection life. And so we can look it in the eye. We know that it has lost its sting. Let's pray together. At the end of that chapter, John writes these words. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Father God, thank you that by this sign of resurrection from the dead, Jesus is shown to be the King who lives and reigns forever. Thank you that by his resurrection, he has conquered death for all who trust in him. Help each one of us to consider carefully how we respond to this news, this victory, this Jesus. Amen. We're going to sing to one another this resurrection truth. See what a morning.
In sorrow she turned from the empty tomb.